Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to Spiritual Perceptions. I'm your host today, Janet Thornburg, also known as Daisy, 644478 at keen.com for readings. We have a special guest today that I'm going to begin with our scripture, which is today is in Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 1 and 2, the Valley of Dry Bones. And what does that mean? Well, there were no valleys until after the flood. The dry bones, very dry bones, means dead people who couldn't get out of the valley. Metaphysically, it means depression and people who are unable to get out of it on their own and how it drives their life up. And this is our topic today. And I'm going to go through our cosmic weather. We're still in a Mercury retrograde until the 21st or 22nd when it goes stationary before it goes direct. Life can be difficult until January 26, 2018. Struggles are present for us to realize what we need to let go of. And Neptune is revealing further corruption in the government and in things within ourselves until 2025. There is a present struggle in life that needs that to change, and with Mars in Scorpio, it's causing us to look at that. So it may be frustrating, you may not want to look at it, but if you focus on it to change and let the past go, 2018 could be a real good year. So we must concentrate our intentions to overcome and let go of our past. Our health tip today is Boswellia supplement. It's the essential oil frankincense and curcumin, and there are major benefits with those two together for inflammation and arthritis. This information comes from bioinnovations.net, Dr. Richard Becker, and they have all the month of December 50% off of all their supplements and free shipping for orders over $50. There's no kickback. I do this because I like them. I believe in them. He has an educational TV program on, which I catch weekly. Try to do it every day, but not some days it's not possible. I would like to introduce to you, and I want you to know we're very fortunate to have this guest speaker who I will introduce to you, and she's completely here to discuss with us some tips and share a meditation. And her name is Julie Johnson, M-A-L-C-P-C, and she is Chicago-based area psychotherapist, and she's here today to answer questions and discuss psychological issues in general. She will not be providing counseling. The opinions expressed presented on this show by myself, Janet Thornburg, the host, or any others affiliated with Spiritual Perceptions are not the opinion of your guest speaker today. For her information or contact is www.julie, J-U-L-I-E, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, L-C-P-C.com. And if you have information or you would like to contact her. And so with this, I will now introduce you to Julie. Go ahead, Julie. Hello? Where are you? I just had her a minute ago. Okay, let's try this again. Well, Julie, if you can hear me, let me see if I can. The call-in number for this show is 646-378-1297, and I'm going to try and get a hold of Julie here. I just had her a minute ago. Okay. Sorry about the silence here, folks. I'm trying to call her. Mercury retrograde has sure played its essence with me this month, and I'm sure I'll be glad when it's over, but we're not doing so well here. Okay, here we go. I think I got her. Hi, Julie.
Hello.
Oh, there she
Hello?
Is. Go ahead. We lost
Hi,
you there
I
for
actually,
a minute.
Actually, I could hear you talking the entire time. I don't know why you couldn't hear me. I was actually saying hello and everything else, so it was weird. I could hear you.
I know,
you.
But I couldn't hear you, but you're here now. Thank you.
Okay. Anyways, hi, everybody. As Janet was saying, I'm Julie Johnson. I'm a licensed counselor in Chicago, and I'm not here to provide any kind of psychotherapy services. I'm here to just kind of answer questions in general. I'd like to talk a little bit about stress and ways to manage stress today. During this holiday season, it can get very stressful. And then to do it's about a 5-minute meditation. And then just kind of hear feedback from you guys about how, you know, what you think about the meditation or have any questions. I'm not affiliated with Janet or the radio station in any way, so, you know, my opinions have nothing to do with Janet, and Janet's opinions have nothing to do with my services as well. So and we can just go ahead and start with stress and mindfulness. Is everybody aware of what mindfulness is?
Well, they should. We talk about that, being present to
okay.
the moment and being thoughtful. Yeah.
Mindfulness was actually a technique that was developed by John Zen. It's kind of along the theory of a Buddhist theory, where he defines it as an awareness of, you know, kind of paying attention on purpose in the present moment in a non-judgmental way. Psychologists define it as, you know, it's a psychological process of bringing one's attention to experiences occurring in the present moment, and it can be developed through the practice of meditation. Now, I do a lot of work with trauma and, you know, all types of trauma. I work a lot with disasters and critical incidents, as well as, you know, sexual abuse and domestic violence. And this is really important when you work with somebody that's had trauma with anxiety and such. It's a really good approach to bring somebody that's really kind of emotionally dysregulated to bring them into the present moment and help bring down their anxiety. So if you would like, we could go ahead and start the meditation at this time.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Yes.
We're ready. Okay, here we go.
Find a relaxed, comfortable position. Seated on a chair or on the floor, on a cushion. Keep your back upright, too tight, hands resting wherever they're comfortable, tongue on the roof of your mouth or wherever it's comfortable. And you can notice your body from the inside, noticing the shape of your body, the weight, touch. Let yourself relax and become curious about your body seated here, the sensations of your body, the touch, the connection with the floor or the chair. Relax any areas of tightness or tension. Breathe, soften, and now begin to tune into your breath in your body. Feeling the natural flow of breath. Don't need to do anything to your breath. Not long, not short, just natural. Notice where you feel your breath in your body. It might be in your abdomen, maybe in your chest or throat, or in your nostrils. See if you feel the sensations of breath, one breath at a time. When one breath ends, the next breath begins. Now, as you do this, you might notice that your mind may start to wander. You might start thinking about other things. If this happens, it's not a problem. It's very natural. Notice that your mind has wandered. You can say thinking or wandering in your head softly. And then gently redirect your attention right back to the breathing. So we'll stay with this for some time in silence, a short time. Noticing our breath from time to time, getting lost in thought and returning to our breath. See if you can be really kind to yourself in the process.
Hello?
It's still going.
Okay.
Body seated here. Let yourself relax even more deeply. And then offer yourself some appreciation for doing this practice today. Whatever that means to you. Finding a sense of ease and well-being for yourself in this day.
And that was a meditation through the UCLA Mindfulness Research Center.
Cool. That's my alma mater. I went to school there. Okay, thank you. That was excellent. Well, shall we take some calls now?
Yeah, I'd like to kind of hear how that was for everybody.
Okay. All right, let's do that. Let's do that. Let's see how we put somebody here on the line.
Hi.
Hi,
hello?
You're on the air. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? This is
yes.
Linda. Janet?
Hi, Linda.
Okay,
do you have
I'm
a
making
question?
Sure you heard me because I heard a beep. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's
for me,
okay.
For me,
yeah.
The meditation.
Do you have a question for Julie?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I've been kind of okay by myself. I'm getting better. The more I find myself focused, the easier it is for me to take care of things in my life. So, like, things like meditation are helping me. But I have some issues, personal issues. It's like, I don't know if I'm allowed to ask her this, but
well, if they're
I'm not allowed to see my grandkids.
If they're too personal, we've provided a website where you can get a hold of Julie.
I don't need that.
Okay. Just ask
Here's
her.
What
don't
I
be
do
afraid.
Need, I don't know if I'm asking the right question, but this is where I am right now. I find peace, a lot of peace, through I'm praying more in the morning and at night and through the day and, you know, giving thanks and praise as we do. But I can't seem to unlock the thing that bothers me the most is I can't forgive the people who hurt me. I have forgiven some of them, but I can't forgive some of them. Like, it's just because I'm hurt so much by them.
Were these the ones you can't forgive? Did they traumatize you?
No, because I forgave my dad, and he traumatized me, and that's past. That's in the past. It's over.
Well, maybe Julie can help you with something.
Okay.
Do you have any answers for that,
Julie?
Well, I think the fact that you say that you meditate and you pray, I don't know if you kind of do intentions in the morning or, you know,
what
kind of things that you're grateful for, or, you know, that I think that's kind of the road to, you know, moving forward. It's, you know,
yes.
I would put that as part of your intention, as, you know, that you want
to
let
do it
let
more
go and move forward.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been doing that, and that's what's bringing peace to my life. But like I said, I just have this one thing that I can't. You know, I mean, like, Jesus forgave, and I can't find to forgive people who are abusive, not to me, but ones I love. So.
Yes.
Well, forgiveness.
Well, at least you're not suffering
about
in silence.
Usually, forgiveness is about your own healing. It's not really. A lot of people think forgiveness is, oh, I'm letting this other person off the hook. It's more just for your own healing. Some people choose to not forgive and be able to heal, and some people, you know, need to forgive to heal. So it's really just kind of a personal.
But this is against my daughter and my grandchildren, and that's why it's so close to me, you know.
Yeah. How was the meditation for you? Were you able to kind of just?
Oh, I drifted away. When I meditate, I lived on this beautiful place in Lake Parsippany. Well, I wasn't supposed to say that, somewhere in the United States, and I lived across from the lake. I lived in the country in a valley, and I take myself there anytime that I'm stressed out. So when you were doing that and you said drift away, I did drift away to that place, and that's my peace place. So it helped me a lot with the meditation. Thank you. Uh-huh.
Good. Well, we're grateful for that.
Well, thank you. And
you're welcome.
Thank you.
God bless
everything.
You. And I hope you have a safe
right.
and happy holiday.
Yeah. And good luck to you.
Janet, I'll talk to you Monday.
And good luck to you in your process of healing.
Thank you.
Yes.
God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless. Bye. Okay, we'll move on to the next caller here. Here we go. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Daisy and Julie. It's Lisa.
Good. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Do you have a question for Julie?
I want to say that the meditation is wonderful. I've been doing it, trying to do it a lot more because I've been under a lot of stress. But I'm finding that the calmness that I derive from doing meditation just does not sustain me very long. It doesn't last long, and the reason why is because I get these other situations that are out of my control, such as, you know, Daisy, you and I have talked about an upcoming job interview, and I, in the back of my mind, I hear the recruiter telling me, well, you're going to meet the hiring manager, but then you're going to meet a group of peers. And if just one of those peers doesn't like you, then you won't get the job, even if the hiring manager likes you. And I hear that, and it weighs heavily on me. So I can try to meditate, and I can try to, you know, do everything I can to stay positive. But when I have a situation like this that's hanging over my head, you know, until it actually, I actually get through it, then it's very hard for me to stay calm.
Well, mindfulness is just about, you know, kind of just in the moment and just get a sense of calm for a couple minutes. It really does help you, even psychologically, you know, the stress and all that. We can't be hyper mode all the time. So it's just just a tool to use, you know, when you find like you're, you know, you've had a stressful day or a stressful interaction, you know, to meditate for a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And then go back to it again if you have to go back to it again.
Right, right. I feel like I'm always trying to get through these events before I can tell myself, okay, I can be calm now.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we have to recognize that on a spiritual level that God is the supernatural God, and we have to walk in faith no matter how it looks like. And remember, everything begins with a thought. And you take negative thoughts captive, replace them with something positive, like a positive affirmation.
Right.
You have a very active mind. That's why it's you're like that.
It's too active.
I can relate. It takes one to know one, okay?
Yeah, it sure does.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
thank you for calling.
Yes, thank you very much. And I'll touch base with you again at a later time. Thank you so much, Julie. I appreciate it.
Okay. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, God bless. Thank you.
God bless you too. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's move on to the next caller here. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Okay, we must just have a listener here. Okay, we will move on to the next caller. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
You're on the air. You have a question?
Yeah.
You have a question for Julie?
Yeah, I just, I was waiting and just woke up, but I missed the meditation, the whole part. But the first listener, she talked about the forgiveness.
Yeah.
And for the people, they hurt us. Yeah, I have the same problem. It's very hard for me to forgive the people hurt me before. And then I don't know how to do. Yeah. Especially if they betray on me.
Betrayal's hard, but Julie maybe can give you some tips.
Well, I think again, it's a personal decision as far as if you want to forgive or not. But forgiveness is usually for yourself and your own healing versus forgiveness. Of the other person, their actions, their behaviors, whatever they did to hurt you, it's more forgiveness for yourself, for your own healing.
So it means
yes.
I need to do more by my side?
I'm sorry?
So what you mean I need to do more by my side first?
Well, you have to decide if you want to forgive, you would be forgiving for yourself, not for the other person. So in other words, maybe forgiveness for maybe allowing this to affect you the way it has, or if you feel like you've kind of been doing something destructive, you know, not getting in relationships with people because you're, you know, distrustful because of what happened before. This would be kind of be forgiving yourself. And then, you know, so you can move on and, you know, have a relationship with another person. And this is just kind of an example, but
yeah,
to kind of help you understand it a little bit better. So it has really nothing to do with the other person. It's more you're going to forgive so you can move on and get some peace.
Yes.
You know, in other words,
yeah,
like if you've been angry, you know, that you've been angry for a long time, you're going to learn to forgive yourself and let that anger go. You still may not have anything to do with that other person. It's just more like you're letting that anger go and forgiving yourself for holding on to that anger, for instance.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Janet, I don't know if you want to jump in here, but I think, yeah, that's kind of the thought behind forgiveness.
Yeah,
but
forgiveness.
The people who hurt us, but they are our loved ones. Like
yeah,
our
they are, and
or
you
our
have
husband
to.
Or
yeah,
they can
you
still be
to.
Your loved one, and they can you could still maybe be upset with what they did, but it would be more, you know, kind of an acceptance within yourself that, you know, what happened happened. You're not going to be able to really change what happened because it's the past. But come to forgive yourself so you can move forward into the future, whether that loved one there is there or not. Maybe make a decision if you how you want that relationship to look in the future. If it's a loved one that's still in your life, you know, like your children or your spouse or a parent or, you know, you might still be, they might still be in your life. You still may not have forgiven them. But maybe your relationship with them is going to be very different because you're forgiving yourself and moving on.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Does that
makes
make sense?
A lot of sense.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And just, you know, forgive yourself for your part in it, forgiving yourself for being angry. And anger and bitterness in your heart is detrimental to your health, and we have to let things go. You can't change people. We can only change ourselves.
That was good, Janet, what you said. That, you know, that hit it on a nail. Exactly. We can't change somebody else. We can't change
God
anybody
bless you.
Else.
Thank you for calling. We keep you in our prayers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. God bless. Okay, let's move on here. Hello, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. It's
you
nice
have a question for Julie?
To both of you.
Okay.
No, I guess it's just, it's been rough. My dad passed away a year ago, and yesterday I realized exactly on December 15th, of the year before, of last year was the last time that I actually saw him, and then 6 days later he passed away on his birthday. So I guess, you know, now especially with the holidays coming, it's been rough. I don't know if it ever gets easier.
So how was the meditation for you? Were you able to feel like you could kind of let go of some of the stress?
Definitely. Meditation always helps that way. Thank you.
Yes, it does. Well, you know, grieving is something, I don't know, it's probably very individual, and it's difficult, but you just got to realize that anxiety and feeling those feelings can keep you from your highest potential, and it's very understandable, right, Julie?
Yeah, and there's, you know, usually, you know, there are stages of grief, and you know, it's kind of comes in waves, comes and goes.
Definitely. That's what it's been like.
It
comes and goes.
You might be in acceptance one day and then go back to denial, you know, the next, and that's fine. Everybody's grief is different, and everybody needs to grieve at their own pace and in their own way.
Well, I hope we helped you. We'll keep you
Thank
in our
you.
Prayers.
Thank
You're
you.
You're welcome, and
I appreciate
God bless
it.
You.
Nice
Thank you for
you
calling.
Doing.
Keep meditating.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless. Okay, is there anything you want to say now, Julie? We'll take a little break. There's a couple more callers, but we still have time. Is there anything you want to say to people?
No, I'm just here to, you know.
Yeah.
Answer questions.
Well, I will say this. We are here. I'm being a minister and Julie being a counselor and trained in these things and giving us good things today. Julie, we appreciate that. We don't want you to suffer in silence. And, you know, on the last show we talked about inherited emotions that we get, and one of them is shame. And sometimes people feel too shameful to talk about things. And so, you know, if that's the case, be sure and email both of us, and on my end you'll get prayer, and on Julie can maybe refer you to somebody in your area if you're not in Chicago. So, but we're here to help you, and this is a great opportunity. So if you would like to call in, the call-in number for us, for you, is 646-378-1297, and we'll be more than happy to take your call. Okay, so let's move on here. Here, take a call. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? Okay.
I can hear somebody, but...
I could hear some background noise, but they, yeah. Sometimes people just want to listen, and that's fine, too. God bless
yeah.
you. All right. Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Nothing? Okay. Well, that looks like it for our callers. So I will say this. We are very grateful, Julie, for you coming on and with the meditation. It was beautiful. It was a very good meditation. Is there a link where people can find this?
It's through the UCLA Mindfulness Research Center. There's a whole bunch of them on their website.
Okay. So there is an avenue, and please, you know, tune into that and meditate. And as we talked on the last show, that, you know, the emotional center wants to run things, and we have to stop and find our center before we react to things. Because a lot of times emotional decisions are wrong. 99.99% of the time they're wrong. So I'm going to close this today, and I'm going to ask Lord Jesus, you came into the world to destroy the works of the devil. Sickness of any kind is just one of the works of the devils that you came to destroy. Sickness was dissolved, broken up, annulled, undone, and liquidated. You put an end to it for all of us. It is your wish that and desire that we prosper and be in health. We prosper and we are in health, even as our soul prospers according to the word of God. You're at work in us, now accomplishing your will, and we are healed. And we thank you for all that you've done for us, and we're open to receive all that you have for us in the future. Jeremiah 29:11 says you have a good future for us. And we have to think about that. We have to think about the good future. You know, fear is paralyzing and gives disturbing thoughts. And go ahead, Julie.
And I would just like to say, too, just everybody be kind to yourself, love yourself, let go of any negativity that might be around you, and learn to forgive yourself, and let go of that shame and anger, and just be kind to yourself.
Very good advice. We thank you. Okay, I will notify everybody of the next show. I hope everyone has a very healthy and happy New Year and a blessed Christmas. And I love Christmas because not just from any religious standpoint, we're spiritual. I love it because people are at least given gifts. There's a large period of love being sent out, and we appreciate that, and I think it's wonderful. So I thank everyone that called. Be blessed and have a very Merry Christmas, and we will see you next time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Stay on the line, Julie. Stay on the line.
Okay.
Do you want me to look at anything now? I've closed everybody out.
Are we off the air?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We are? Okay, good, because I didn't want this to be public.
Yeah. You know what? Never mind. Let me call you back at this number when I get out of here, because Mercury's retrograde. I just don't trust it. I don't want to be on the air talking about this, okay?
Yeah.